There's another tour on at the moment. It's the Melbourne Cup. It's touring right around Australia. Well, Blake's ridden one Melbourne Cup winner. The man I'm going to talk to now, he can Skype better than that. He's ridden five Melbourne Cup winners. Yeah, Joe Agresta. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. And that's a fact. You have ridden five Melbourne Cup winners, I think.
Yeah, I have. I've been fortunate enough to be involved with the last five Melbourne Cups that Bart Cummings trained.
Now, you rode those. One of them you described as, you said you rode five Melbourne Cup winners. You rode four champions, but one freak. And that freak didn't win a Melbourne Cup.
That's right. Yeah, it was So You Think. I think if Bart had have kept him, Bart actually said to me, he said, don't worry, son. He said, we'll win it next year. But unfortunately, he was sold.
That day in the Cup when he ran third, you must have had the heart in the mouth there, Joe, about the 200 when he loomed up.
I did, Sean. I said to Bart, after he ran the Cox Plate, I said to him, we're going to run the Melbourne Cup. And he said, yeah. He said, but we can't win it. And I said, why? And he said, how long you worked for me? I said, 34 years. And he said, well, you should know. He said, how many times you galloped him over a mile and a quarter? I said, never. He said, how many times have you raced over a mile and a half? I said, never. He said, well, he can't win it. He was right. And I thought the horse would be too good, but Bart was right again.
Now, Joe, another horse that reduced you to tears, I believe, at one stage, was a horse who won a Cox Plate and went on to do that to win a Melbourne Cup. That's Saintly.
Yeah, look, he was a great horse, and he was Bart's favourite horse because obviously Bart he picked the stallion and he owned the stallion and he bred the horse, and he plotted a course which I didn't realise at the time, but thinking about it later, he plotted a course that he wanted to win the Melbourne Cup, and he bypassed the Caulfield Cup to do it.
And then you were going to go to the Japan Cup, and he galloped brilliantly before he left.
Yes, look, he galloped brilliantly, and when he got over there, he got a virus, a travel sickness, and unfortunately, that we can only treat him because in Japan they treat him, they stop treatment 10 days before. We're in Australia, they stop treatment 7 days before, so we only got 3 days of treatment, and it was unfortunate that the night before the cup that it struck him again, and he nearly died. So I had no doubt that he would have won the Japan Cup very easily.
Was that the time you got emotional?
Very emotional, yeah. I cried for like 2 days, and Bart just said, don't worry about it, son. He said, it wasn't meant to be. And that's how Bart just took it on the chin.
Did you ever cry when they won a cup?
No, I didn't. No, Bart always said he said, don't act silly and don't go jumping around like fools. He said, that's what he was like. And he taught us to do that. And that's what we were very quiet, and very humble when we won too.
Yeah, Bart got hay fever there one day though, didn't he?
I think he was crying.
Yeah, I think so too. I think there'd been a steward's inquiry.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
He would have been in a bit of strife. Yeah. Now, the interesting thing about Melbourne Cup winners, and you've been quoted, I think, as saying that Letzelow, she could have won a Newmarket.
No, I said, So You Think could have won a Newmarket.
So You Think, right?
Yeah, So You Think. Because they asked me, could he sprint? And I said, I've got no doubt that if Bart had set him for a Newmarket handicap, he would have won a Newmarket handicap. That's how good he was.
Gee whiz, he had a huge rap. He was the rock star. He's like the Michael Hutchins of racehorses, wasn't he?
Oh, look, he was. And you know what? He's a gentleman of a horse to ride. Mm. He was a stallion, but I used to ride him track work, and I'd walk out with fillies and mares, and he never batted an eyelid. And When you ride him in his work, and you've seen the way he raced, he used to travel whatever speed you want him to, and as soon as you clicked him up, he'd just find another gear.
Mm. Let's Elope was a brilliant mare, Caulfield and Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, look, I think at the time, I think there was no horse in the world that would have beaten her when she was on song.
Gee whiz. Now, I saw a quote from you where you threw another horse into the top four. Yeah, So You Think, Saintly, Let's Elope, and a horse called Shaftesbury Avenue.
Yeah, absolute champion. They never saw the best of him. And why I say he was an absolute champion is when he was racing in Sydney, he was winning races over a mile, 1,600 metres, and then Bart brought him to Melbourne, and I was riding him work, and he won a Lightning and a Newmarket, which was 1,000 metres and a 1,200 metre race. And then we took him over to, he won the Caulfield Stakes, and then we took him to Japan. He ran third in the Japan Cup, and he was very unlucky. Should have won the Japan Cup over a mile and a half. And after the race, Bart said, I think we had him in the wrong race in Melbourne.
Now, it's interesting some of the Cup winners Bart had. Rogan Josh, you look and think, how the hell did he do it with that horse?
I've got no idea. I rode him in all his track work, and I remember 2 weeks after we got him, Bart gave me a call and he said, "Oh, how's that horse from Perth going?" I said, "Oh, Bart, he's a really nice horse." I said, "I think he's probably just a handicapper." He said, "Oh, good, we'll get him with a lightweight." Yeah, and there's he's a genius of a trainer, and he turned an ordinary handicap horse into a champion.
Did you ever think he was serious? Did he win a Melbourne Cup with him?
At the start, no. When he raced in the JRA Cup at Moonee Valley, I said to Reggie Fleming, the foreman, I said, put blinkers on him. I said, he'll win easily. And I thought that was the start of our Cup campaign. And the horse runs seventh. And we just sat in the stand. We couldn't believe it. And Bart come down 2 days later. He said, "Oh, what happened with that horse?" And I said, "I don't really know, Bart." And he said, "I'll pull him out and I have a look at him." And he had a look at him and he said, "You guys are too soft on him." He said, I want you to gallop him twice over a mile and a quarter every week, twice a week. Jeez. And 2 weeks later, he won at Caulfield. So Bart just turned him around. And if it had been me, I would have slayed up on him.
You're a big softy.
Yeah.
Now, Joe, for people listening, they know you and associate you with the Melbourne Cup. I know a little bit more about Joe Agresta, though. I think you had about 30 rides as a jock, correct?
I had 15.
15?
I was only a B-grade rider, which you weren't allowed to ride in the city because you weren't good enough.
Now, one of the best quotes from you, Joe, was you self-confessed you gave one of the greatest slaughters of all time at Tatura, correct or not?
I did, yeah. I rode a horse called Alawar, and I think he was 5-4 favourite or something, and I was travelling. I was running second on the fence behind the leader, and I could have pulled out at the 600, and I thought, no, I'll sit. And when I decided to go, there was about 100 horses around me, and I couldn't get out. And I run fourth. I got the biggest spray of all times.
Now, something else people may not know about you. Here we go. This is your life, Joe Agresta.
Yeah.
And I reckon I'm correct with this too. Did you or did you not ride quarter horses at Calder Park Raceway in Victoria?
I did. Yes, I did.
There we go.
Yep.
Yeah, that would have been out of the gates. That would have been like Blake Shinn. Go, go, go.
Yeah, well, when I was too heavy, because I got an ulcer and I had to give up riding. I only had 15 rides as a B-grade rider, never rode a winner. And 10 years later, I just struck up a friendship with a guy called Steve Clifton. He was in Seymour and he was training quarter horses. And, I didn't even know what they were. And I just I started riding for him. And, I was fortunate enough that I ended up being Victorian leading rider for 7 years and Australian champion 3 years. I actually got invited to ride in America, but I was too heavy.
See, that would have been amazing. And they go, the quarter horses, they hit the ground. They're at top speed in about three strides, aren't they?
That's right, yeah. Well, in 1984, when I went over, I got invited to have a ride over there, and I couldn't ride because I was too heavy. The main quarter horse race over there was worth $1 million in 1984. Ooh. Yeah, it was 440 yards. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And they go like blazes. The funny thing is they were the first to put the strap around the neck, the stirrup leather around the neck to hang on.
That's right. Yeah, well, the first time I jumped one out, I remember Steve Clifton saying to me, he said, "You better hang on." I said, "I've ridden race horses, mate." I said, I can jump out." And when the horse jumped out the machines, he nearly left me behind.
Yeah, that's right. See you later, Joe.
Yeah.
Mate, it's an absolute pleasure to have a chat with you this morning and reminisce and talk about the great horses, so many Melbourne Cups you're associated with. And there's just that magic about it. You're a part of it, taking it around Australia, and the reaction must be just amazing.
Oh, look, it's fantastic. I've got to thank Joe McGrath from the VRC. He got me on board 2 years ago because Joe said to me, he said, "Oh, you got a bit to offer." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, you've been involved in 5 Melbourne Cup winners, you know." And I didn't realise what I had achieved until it was all gone, you know. Yeah. So and now just to go around and showcase this Melbourne Cup and just to see, the people's eyes and just they're in awe of it. It just puts another perspective on it for me too.
Yeah, well, it's great to catch up with you. And you're still involved these days through, I think, Leon and Troy Corstens?
Yes, I'm working for Leon and Troy. I help saddle up. They used to saddle up for me. Now I saddle up for the young guys because unfortunately in the last 6 weeks ago I had a hip replacement and about 6 months ago, I had a knee surgery, just wear and tear. But it happens to all of us.
Lucky they didn't get the screen out, Joe.
Nah, that's right. Yeah.
You're all good. Yeah. Mate, terrific to catch up. Enjoy the tour and enjoy reminiscing too. It's been great this morning.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Agresta there and Road 5 Melbourne Cup winners. That's something a lot of people can never, ever lay claim to.